Service Spotlight. Review writer Sheena Thompson asks former Army infantryman Matt Rhodes about his time in service. After joining the Army, Matt was posted to Germany, and in 1995 his unit was deployed to Bosnia as part of the United Nations Protection Force, UNPRO-FOR. He remained in Bosnia during the transition from conflict to peace. Matt lost his sight after a motorbike accident at age 20. He's been married for 22 years and has four children. He celebrates his 50th birthday this year. One of his paintings is in the Falklands Room at Arthur & Dudlow Centre. What were you doing in Bosnia? We were sent out to protect the population. We were flown into Split and all the wagons were offloaded from the ships. The second day we went up by four tunners to take over from the regiment before us. I was a gunner for the warriors and we were swapping over the wagons. At the start of my tour, I was in Maglaj Finger and we could see them, the warring factions, shooting at each other, and we got bombed quite often. I remember on one occasion a Serb T-54 tank came up over the hill and fired rounds down to our HQ. A round went through three walls and seriously injured a Royal Engineer. It took 2 hours for us to get permission to fire back. I also remember replenishment rounds for our air cover provided by our armed helicopters were arranged to be brought up from Split. We then moved to Mount Igman around July, above Sarajevo, ready to go into Sarajevo. We had artillery and several times we were ready to go in, but were called back because of the artillery fire we received. I was sent back a month early to Senneglar, Germany, to do my PTI course, so I wasn't there when my unit finally went into Sarajevo. What difference has being a member made to your life? 2 days after finishing my PTI training in late 1995, I had an accident. It was just 3 days before my 21st birthday, and I was riding my motorbike on a straight road. I haven't got a clue what happened, but they think it was wildlife running onto the road. I was in a coma for 10 weeks and was flown back from Germany to a hospital in Haywards Heath. When I started to regain consciousness, I couldn't remember my name or anything, only my service number. Then it all started to come back. The initial evaluations were not good. I was badly brain damaged, but eventually I got help from Headley Court, a rehabilitation centre for injured veterans, and just cracked on, although it took ages to get back to reality. After 6 months, I was told I wouldn't walk again, but I did. I ran the London Marathon in 2007 for Blind Veterans UK and the Brighton Marathon in 2010. Now I can't walk, however, because of the degenerative nature of my condition. I've been a member for 29 years since being referred to Blind Veterans UK by Headley Court. I'm classed as totally blind. My eyes are fine, but my optic nerve is damaged. I can see clear, tiny sections of vision. It's like a backward capital D. I'd never painted before, but Blind Veterans UK helped me at the craft workshop, and I painted a lot for 3 years until my wrists made it too difficult. The only true help I've had has been from Blind Veterans UK. This charity gives me something to be a part of.